The pressure, the burnout, and all the moments she never thought she'd share. Welcome to the Good Glow podcast with Suzanne Jackson. This season of the Good Glow is brought to you with thanks to Boyne Valley Honey, an iconic Irish brand and a cupboard staple that generations of families have grown up with. There's lots in the range to choose from: Boyne Valley Pure and Natural Honey, Raw and Wildflower Honey, Manuka Honey, and the all-new chili-infused hot honey, which, let me tell you, is so good for pizzas. You've probably seen me using it in lots of recipes on my Instagram page. This season, I am super happy and so grateful to be working with Boyne Valley Honey, who have been spreading sunshine since 1960. I am so excited to bring you a little mini season of The Good Glow over the next 6 weeks, six episodes, starting with Suzanne Jackson in a way we've never heard her speak before. So this conversation is different. It's a different version of Suzanne, and I think you'll agree when you listen. So we're used to Suzanne as a powerhouse. We've watched her build incredible businesses over the last 10 years. From the outside looking in, everything looks perfect. Although Suzanne has admitted something recently, she said last year was one of the worst years of her life. And I really wanted to talk to her about that, because the version of Suzanne that we've seen showing up in 2026 feels different. And I wanted to really sit down and dive into that with her. Like, what has changed? And when Suzanne gets into this conversation, she starts talking about the doubt, the mistakes, feeling lost in something she built and once loved, how maybe stepping back from her business for too long, and that was a huge mistake. She speaks about the process now of finding her way back and how she is rebuilding. It's vulnerable and it's real. I hope you're going to connect with it in a big, big way, because I think it's really beneficial for us as women to show up in an authentic way, because it will help us feel less alone. If you've ever lost your way a bit, or you're trying to figure out what's next, I think this episode will really resonate with you. I really appreciated Suzanne's honesty, and I asked her afterwards, is there anything that you said that you want me to take out? And she said, leave it all in there. It's real. And I really admire that. So this is Suzanne Jackson in a way we've never heard her before. So we're out in SoSu HQ. Suzanne, thank you so much for sitting down with me on The Good Glow today. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. Well, first of all, it's great to see you. You look great. And welcome to my humble abode. This is SoSu Cosmetics here. Yeah, this is where all the magic happens.
You know, I was driving up here and I can see your trucks outside, your name over the door. Like, do you ever drive up here and just take a minute, or is it just go, go, go?
No, I don't drive up and take a minute. I'll be honest with you. I think it's just, you kind of become numb to it, you know, because I'm in it so long now. It's 10 years last year, SoSu Cosmetics was. So I feel I've just come accustomed to it. But when I walk through the door, I'm very proud of the people that are here, all that we've achieved. And we've got two brands, Drip and Gold and SoSu, which not, you know, many Irish founders have. So I'm very proud of that. And yeah, it's like, this is my world here. I love it. I engross myself here.
I am so interested and captivated by everything you're doing this year. Obviously, we go way back.
Yeah.
We were together in the radio days. We were there when you were creating your brand, blogging all through the workday.
I know.
You know,
sorry,
multitasking
Chris.
As we do. But just to see this year, there's something different. We see Taylor Swift with her eras and how things change and evolve. How have we gotten to this point and what is going on?
You know what? When you're in it so long, like, obviously, I started blogging in 2010. So that's like a long time ago. And then I created the brand in 2015. And over the last 10 years, trends have changed. My followers have grown with me. Everything changes all the time. And you got to pivot with it. And you got to, I suppose, you got to realign what you are as a person as well and what you want for your brand. It's different because there's more clarity. I feel SoSu has gone back to its roots. And I feel we're stepping into our second decade. So it has to be different. You know, I was 25 when I set up the blog. I think 27, 28 when I set up Sovsu Cosmetics. So I've even changed as a person. But now it's all about going back to basics, going back to the roots of Sovsu, which is what made us known in the beginning, which is glam, and leaning into that. You know, I think for a while Sovsu was trying to play in that clean girl era because that's what it was all about post-COVID, but it didn't really suit us. It wasn't the DNA of the brand. So if you're asking me what's changed, it's just more clarity.
So you've led people in a big way this year. And I feel like you took a risk with that. You had to have felt like that was a risk. You laid it all out on the table and it was almost like you were rolling the dice. Yeah. Where did you get the courage? Or was there a moment, like was there this rock bottom moment where everything became clear from there?
Yeah, like we had a challenging year last year. You know, most people that are listening to this will know that. And over Christmas, I did a lot of thinking about, you know, what I want for the brand and how I want to show up as a founder. And I think when you're quiet online as a founder, sometimes, you know, people have assumptions, they have their perception. And most of the time, people probably don't really know the true Sovsu or Suzanne. Or Suzanne Jackson, for that matter. So I was like, you know what? Business is hard. It's messy. The decisions that we have to make every day, the problems that we have to solve all the time, people don't see that online. Everyone sees the polished versions of business and the success and the money and the fame and all the brands selling, all the products selling. But they don't see the hard work and the commitment and the dedication that goes on behind the scenes and the messy middle, which can be very challenging, which we had a bit of that last year. And I just wanted to kind of show that side of business. And like the customer or your follower, whatever you want to say, they love truth. And that was what I wanted to come forward with, was just truth and show how hard it is. And I also think there's an element of people not knowing how involved I am as a founder and thinking that maybe things came easy or that it was luck. So I really wanted to show the work that I and the team do on a daily basis, how hard it is. And it's such a saturated market, how we are going to cut through that noise. Mm. And I think by just being your vulnerable self, bringing people behind the scenes, showing them how business is built, created, and how you navigate problems is what they want to see and is what will pay off. Because it's no longer create a product, market a product and sell a product. That doesn't work anymore. You have to be your raw, authentic self. You have to let people in. And of course, that's going to come with judgment and it's scary. And sometimes when I'm looking at the edits, I'm like, oh, maybe they're even a bit polished. But as we get into it, I'm going to get even more raw. And I think that that's what I think it's what the customer wants.
Yeah, I think from the outside looking in, because obviously I've followed everything you've done over the last 10 years. And it was almost like you had made it. You'd gone to this kind of, you'd gone off into the big time, right? And I think as Irish people, we love to support Irish brands. We love to get behind Irish people. But it was like you had almost gone global. You didn't need... We all just thought Suzanne's grand.
Yeah.
You know, you'd sailed off into the sunset. But do you feel like you were distant from the brand for a while? Like you obviously did Dancing with the Stars. Yeah. We saw you kind of traveling and things like that. Did you feel like you had... Yeah. You'd gone.
I definitely do feel that distant. Me and the brand kind of went through that phase of where I didn't love it anymore, if I'm really, really honest with you. So what happened was I worked extremely hard from day dot right through. And we've spoken about this before. And I was working all the hours God sends and I was doing everything in my power to create this brand to make it a success. And that it came to a point where I was just burning the candle at both ends and I was burning out. And I kind of listened to a few podcasts, you know, over the years, and it says like, you know, you don't burn out, you kind of just lose your passion. And I think that's what happened, because you become operationally invested in the business. You're in finance, you're in operations, you're in the boring stuff that does take your creativity away. Yes. But I just, my passion for the business was starting to burn out. And then COVID came. And we were obviously a lash dominating brand, very glam dominating. And of course, that stopped overnight. No one was wearing eyelashes. No one was contouring. But the tan did very well. Yes. But during that time, I was like, oh God, okay, this is probably a moment where we can now start again, you know, and maybe I've brought the the brand to where I can. Do I look at bringing in a CEO now? Because this is obviously the time to do that. And do I step back and find my creativity again? Because I was in the everyday.
Yeah, I get that.
I just was burning out, you know? And I did that. I stepped away for a year and I brought in a CEO and it was great. But I think the founder needs to be in a founder created brand. Does that make sense? The founder needs to be there. She needs to be at the helm of things, or he. And I think stepping back for that year was, yes, I found my creativity again and I loved my Dancing with the Stars experience. I think I brought the brand three steps back. That's what I feel. And that's not on the CEO that was here or the business at the time. It's just that the founder wasn't making the decisions of where we were going next with product. And I think it lost its way a little.
Mm.
And that was when the rebrand came in and the new packaging, the nuder packaging came through. And I just don't know if that ever stuck, you know, as this is so Sue. I think it lost its identity.
Yeah. Is it like you were looking at what you had created from the outside in?
Yeah, exactly that.
And what do those moments feel like? Like, obviously, Dylan and yourself, you guys are absolute soulmates. I know that you turned to him for everything. Were you able to even admit it to him yourself? Like, or do you just suffer in silence?
I didn't even know myself what was happening. You know, when you're in it, you just can't see the wood from the trees.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I knew that So Sue needed a change of direction. I knew that it needed a little bit of a rebrand. I knew that it needed fresh eyes and someone with, you know, more experience. But actually, in hindsight, that wasn't what it needed. It just needed me to just go, hey, maybe for 3 months, you know, find my creativity and my passion again and come back in. But I took too long. I took too long off. And so when I came back, I was 3 years, I feel, behind. And now I'm trying to catch up. And that's fine. That's business. That's maybe just my way of thinking. Who knows? But I do think everything happens for a reason, because when I came back into the business, we were playing into that clean girl aesthetic. We were playing into that softer packaging. And I thought, yeah, maybe this is us, you know, because I didn't know what I wanted. And so when you don't know as a founder what you want, this is what's going to happen. So lesson to learn. And then we were playing into no lashes. Like, we were doing photo shoots last year when I look back and there's no eyelashes on anyone. And I'm like, we're an eyelash brand. How did that happen? You know? And I allowed it. So I'm like, God, you know, what? So I just said, you know, over Christmas, right, I am coming back to what I know So Sue is, and what I love is glam lashes, back to black packaging, bringing the customer, my follower behind the scenes again, like I did in the early days. And yeah, I hope that it's going to pay off. But it's starting. It's definitely starting to. But yeah,
we speak about these like dark nights of the soul. Like, sometimes I'm awake all night. I'm like, am I about to change my life with everything that's going through my brain? And I think when we're in the darkness, like, we have this courage, you know, when it's just you and your thoughts and you feel creative, you're like, I am going to do this. I know you've spoken about your dark night of the soul, like one night when you were up all night. Tell us about it.
Yeah. So we were launching into a new category, which was skincare. And I was like, we had just sat down to look at the mood board and how we were going to launch this. And it was all very clean. And over Christmas, I made that promise to myself that we're not going to be clean anymore. And I was just there going, it's not right. It's too clean. There's no makeup. And now listen, of course it's skincare. You can't sell skincare, you know, with a girl with a full face of makeup. But I didn't develop these products to be skincare. I developed them to remove your makeup, to prep your skin ahead of makeup. So you've got your mask to give you the glow. You've got your under eye patches to like make your concealer go on seamless. You've got your cleanser to actually remove your glue, your liner, your lashes. So when I was looking at the mood board with the team, I was like, it's too clean, girl. It's skincare. We're not a medical grade skincare brand, nor will we ever be. And nor I don't want to be. But I definitely want the customer to know that this product was built for prep and removal. So I just couldn't figure out in my head, you know, what direction I wanted to take. And then I was at home that night and it was really late. And Tig was with me because he was staying with me at the time because we were filming Founder Point of View. And I just woke up and I said, Tig, I need to talk to you. And he's like, what? And like, poor Tig, he's like 19.
Did he go in, like, wake him up?
I was like, Tig, I need to talk to you.
Press record, Tig.
Press record, quick, get the camera on. I was like, I need to talk to you. I need your opinion. And Tyke has been around so soon around me for a long time, you know, yeah. So he knows me. And I was like, this is too clean, girl. What's your opinion? He was like, yes, Suzanne, you're right. And I was like, okay, I think we need to go back to our roots. I think we need to, you know, lean into the makeup, the glam. And he was like, I'm all for it. So I was even ringing Paula to just make sure to sound check myself that I'm going down the right route here, because I wanted it to be the rollers in your hair, getting ready for your night out, you're prepping your skin, and then you're coming back from your night out and you're removing your makeup. And everybody was on board. But then it kind of brought me down memory lane of the brand and why we started, because I was in that glam thinking. And then I'd start looking at packaging and old packaging. And I'd been down with my mum that night showing her the new lip peptides that are launching this year. And they were so clean, girl, again. And I just didn't feel excited. So I was just on the floor mood boarding that night, looking back at the lashes that we did with Lauren Pope, the tan we did with Olivia Atwood. And these are all cool girls. They're reality girls, reality TV girls, you know. And I was like, nah, something's not right. I need to get rid of the nude mauve packaging, go back to black packaging, lean back into unapologetically glam, because that's what I am. And I don't know why I was trying to fit into clean girl aesthetic. I think it's just because it was trending and everybody was jumping on that bandwagon. You kind of do find yourself sometimes jumping on these trends. But that night I was like, no, I'm going back to basics. I'm coming into the team. I'm going to present to them that we're going back to heavy lashes and heavy liner and glam, but in a classy way. And I'm going back to black packaging. Now, I thought the team were going to jump out the window and go, no, we can't. We've just spent 2 years going this direction. But like, you know, this is what business is all about. You can pivot and change at any moment in time. Never feel like you're stuck. And if it's not ringing home true to you, then you need to make the change. But to my surprise, the team were like, oh, thank God you said it.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what does Dylan say in these moments to you?
He just looks at me and goes, you're crazy. You know, he's like, you know, you're crazy. He knows that, like, I get these crazy thoughts and that I change my mind a lot. But he also knows that that instinct within me is powerful, and those sometimes those changes pay off. He said to me, Suzanne, I always said this to you, that you are a lash, brush and contour business. And he did. And when I think back, and I was probably just my ears were closing over, I didn't want to hear it. He always said to me, why are we not shooting the girls with lashes on at shoots? He did actually ask these questions, but I just didn't even hear it because I was so engrossed in the vision that we were going in. And he was like, I told you so. And I was like, no, you did. But Dylan always did say that we are a lash business first. Mm. Now, I know the lash category is slowing down, but half lashes are in, clusters are in, hidden agendas are lashes that you apply under the lash liner.
I love them.
Yeah, they're fab. So he always knew what was right, but he also has to, I suppose, let me just navigate what, you know.
What does Portugal give you that Dublin doesn't?
Oh, peace, solace. It's the place where I completely unwind, I slow my thoughts. I'm full ADHD, we know that, like, you know, can't sit still, my mind works. It has a million ideas all the time. It's like a rat on a wheel, literally. But when I go to Portugal, whatever's in the air, it completely slows down my breathing, my thoughts, and I can actually think clearly. So, like, I've been away in Portugal for the last 2 weeks because I found myself again in that cycle of, whew, like, back-to-back meetings, working from 5 a.m. till 10 a.m., 10 p.m. And I was like, nah, I'm just going to get to Portugal for 2 weeks and just, you know, recalibrate the thoughts. And it works, because when I was there, I've decided to do masterclasses now to 45 plus.
Yes, I saw that. I love this.
Yeah, that came through my head. And I was like, yeah, we're doing it.
Where did you get that idea? Were you in the shower? Were you lying down? Like, what? Where does it come to you?
It came to me because I was, so actually how it started was we did a Mother's Day event here. You might've seen it on my Instagram, where we invited all the employees, all the team's moms in for the day. And this room was full. And they were all 55, you know, 60, 70, you know, and they loved it. The joy on their faces. They didn't know how to use a makeup brush, Georgie. They didn't even know what the complexion palette was. They didn't know underwear, you know, underwear base had the SPF, or what that would do, that would give them a glow if they wore it on its own. They didn't know the basics, like the basics. But when Paula and myself taught them and sat with them and went through the product and how to use it, the sheer joy on their face, and they were buzzing leaving here, and they all looked a million times more happy. They looked their better selves. The hidden agenda lashes on and everything, they looked incredible. So that was the start of it for me. And they were all telling me at the end, Suzanne, no one appeals to our age group.
It's, and what age group are you talking?
55 plus.
Yeah, 55 plus.
All the mums of the staff. And they were like, no one appeals to us. You know, yous have TikTok and YouTube, but we just want to learn like this in front of a mirror, how to apply lashes or how to apply contour or how to use the complexion palette. So I just kind of took that away. So that was like the seed was planted. So then when I was in Portugal, when I slowed down, these thoughts started to kind of grow in my mind. And I was, it brought me back to that day. And I was like, you know, we need to do masterclasses around Ireland for women like that who don't know how to apply makeup or don't even know Sosu has makeup for their age group. And so I spoke to Dylan about it and he was like, yeah, absolutely, Suzanne. I think this is a great idea. I think we need to run with it. I don't think, you know, people know that Sosu caters to that age group. And get on your stories and talk to your followers and see. And when I got on stories that night and I spoke about it, oh my God, the DMs were full. I'd love to come, or I'd bring me and my mom would come. I'd bring my mom, I'd bring my auntie. Oh, Sue, this is great. No one else is doing this. Now, I'm sure people are doing it, but that was just the response of my DMs. So I was like, right, we're going to do that. So I've already had the call yesterday. We've set up four locations starting from the 12th of April each Sunday. And we're going to go all around Ireland. We're doing Dublin, Cork, Limerick and Galway.
And that's how Sosu started, Georgie.
That's how Sosu me started.
Wow. Are we going to see a reality show with your family?
Oh my God, why do you ask me this all the time? No, I have been asked over the years to do that. No, I have had producers come to me by Founder Point of View though. I've met with producers already on that.
Can we expect to see that on a bigger platform than, say, not that there's much bigger than social media, but...
Yes, definitely. I mean, I haven't said no. I mean, we're still in talks. We're still fleshing out the idea. But yeah, I've had people approach me and a few producers actually saying that it's really strong. It needs to be on Netflix. It needs to be on, you know, RTE, Virgin Media, whatever. And I was like, well, look, let's have the chat. Listen, I'm always open to an opportunity, but I don't want to take away the authenticity that is there. I don't want like a heavily edited, heavily scripted version of Founder Point of View if it was to happen. And look, it's very early doors. Who knows? I mean, I'm only on episode 7, which is coming this Friday. But yeah, you never
know. It's so good. So Founder POV comes out every second Friday. There's literally hundreds of thousands of people watching it. And it's like a fly on the wall look at how your business has changed and how you're running it now. It's absolutely brilliant. Was it scary to kind of almost reveal that you'd had a tough year and you were changing?
Yeah, it was. But I thought this is the only option.
Did it feel like weakness at any point?
A little. I'll be honest, yeah. Because I don't like to show vulnerability. And I think we saw that in Dancing with the Stars as well. Like, I don't like to show my softer side. And I think as a woman in business, you sometimes need to, or I felt you need to show up as the strong ass woman all the time. But actually, there's days I just go home and have a cry and I just want to shut the world away. But I feel that sometimes, I think maybe people don't, some people don't resonate with me, and I don't know why they don't. Is it because maybe I don't have kids? Is it because I'm not similar to them and with their family life? Like, I do feel that. I'll be honest, I do feel that. So I was like, I need to show them the real Suzanne. And I did get a good response on Dancing with the Stars when I showed my true self, you know? So I was like, you know what? We had a blip last year. I need to show up. I need to admit that. And I need to, you know, bring people behind the scenes and show them that I'm a human. There's also a lot of people behind this brand. There's a lot of livelihoods here. And that, you know, we're trying our best, but mistakes do happen. Things do happen out of your control. However, I think it's how you fix it, how you bounce back and how you learn from that is the most important.
I think how you've shown up this year is actually the opposite of weakness. I know I texted you back in January because, like, I wanted you to know that you were impacting people in terms of, I think when we see somebody who has this amazing, successful brand, be real about how hard it is and how sometimes you have to pick yourself up and you have to reinvent yourself. And I think the force at which you've come at 2026 and the resilience you've shown is so inspiring.
Thank you.
For people watching on to know that they can give themselves a second chance.
Absolutely.
They can pick themselves up. And you've picked yourself up more times than I'm sure we've ever known.
Yeah, for sure. This time felt a bit different. I definitely had to pull myself back up. Like, you know, I was very, very, you know, it was a tough time, I won't lie. But I think success teaches you how to grow, but struggle teaches you who you are, you know? And I really just kind of found, I also discovered how resilient I am. I didn't know I was this resilient, and I am unbreakable. That's how I feel. I feel unbreakable. And I know there's been times I probably should have broken, or I don't, maybe there's some people out there that wish that I break, but I won't. I am unbreakable. And I stand over that. So you won't break me. And I get that from my mum, but also because I have worked too damn hard to let anything take it away from me. And you know what? I also said to my mum one day, if everything did come crashing down, everything was to be taken away from me, I would build it brick by brick again. And I have that belief in myself, and that's something that can't be taken away from me, you know?
Wow, that's so powerful, Suzanne. What do you think people get wrong about you?
I think they get a lot wrong. I think they think it happened overnight for me. I think they think that it was easy and that it was luck and that, you know, she'll never, you know, sell like that again. I'll get back there. Trust me. Are sales absolutely amazing right now? No. But does a business go through, you know, peaks and troughs? Yes. But I have a wonderful team. I have a very supportive husband. I have a very supportive family. And at the end of it all, that's all that really matters to me. You know, we will rise again. Trust me. I am coming out of those flames like a phoenix.
Oh, my God. I can feel it. I'm like, she's coming.
I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm going to give it my best shot. Let me tell you that. But I think people think, I think they think a lot. And I don't know why I'm focusing on the negatives now, but there is probably more dislike towards me than I think any other founder in Ireland. I do feel that.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I do.
I don't think that at all.
I feel that for many reasons. And I could be wrong. And maybe it's just because I'm in it. But on the flip side of that, I do have such wonderful supporters that like are with me through thick and thin. And the DMs that I get, like, oh my God, there's days you'd sit there and you'd cry reading them. They're so supportive and they feel like family. They feel like friends. But I just feel as a founder,
against all odds.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think for anyone listening, I think it's really important to reach out to your friends, family, people you look up to and actually congratulate them or give them a pat on the back because you never know who might need to hear it.
Mm-hmm. A short break to thank Boyne Valley Honey for supporting the Good Glow this season. Boyne Valley Honey is a cupboard staple that my family love. Jamie puts it on his toast in the morning. The girls love it in their smoothies. And I do love the hot honey on a pizza. It is so, so good. For recipe inspiration, check out their Instagram page at Boyne Valley Honey. From hot honey chicken wings to porridge drizzled in Ireland's favourite honey, Boyne Valley Honey are a cupboard staple. Whether it's part of your morning routine or something you reach for when you need a little boost, you'll find Boyne Valley Honey in stores nationwide.
We're coming to the end. Thank you for being so real. What product are you most excited about at the moment?
For this year?
Yeah.
Oh, complexion. We have foundation, skin tint and concealer coming together. And oh my God, are they incredible. You know what? It's a category I haven't done in SoSu. We're 10 years, 11 years this year and we've never done foundation. Can you believe it?
Wow.
So I'm buzzing to have that come to life. And it is unreal.
Especially with Paula Callan on your team now as well.
She's amazing.
She's the complexion queen, really, isn't she?
That's it. When I came back into the business 2 years ago, 3 years ago now, I was like, right, I need someone to come on this complexion journey with me. Who is it? Paula Callan. If there's one girl that knows skin and knows complexion inside out and has skin looking like skin, it's her. And we've done an amazing range together.
Talk to me about launch mornings. Are you all standing around the computer? Like, do you put that pressure on yourself?
Not anymore. No. I wish. No, not like that anymore. You know what? When you've got 600 SKUs, we've 600 SKUs. That kind of dwindles away. But what we do is we get balloons, don't we? Kira's over there, my social media manager, and Fiona, my PA. We get balloons, we get donuts, we have teas and coffees, and we're like, we celebrate the day. But no, we don't stand around the computer anymore. maybe for this one, we might.
Yeah, stay tuned to Founder POV. Suzanne, thank you so much. I am so inspired. I'm so proud to know you. So thank you for, you know, having us here, rolling out the red carpet like you always do. We appreciate you so much.
Thank you, Georgie. You're the best.
thank you so much for tuning in to The Good Glow today. Thank you so much to Suzanne for just showing up in a real way, being a true soul sister, you know, not putting on a mask, telling us how it really is and showing up as her authentic self. Isn't that just the best way you can show up? And it is so inspiring for other people. That's not the end of Suzanne. I have a bonus episode where I saved one question for her. I asked her, what is the thing that you think people are most curious about when it comes to your life? And her answer really surprised me. I was surprised she went there. So that's coming your way on Wednesday. We also have a quick fire round with Suzanne. We talk about everything from her biggest lesson this year, a risk that really paid off, a risk that didn't, what her dream day looks like, and what she orders in a restaurant. The most important question of all. There's some really lovely moments in there. And guess what? Jamie's going to join me on this bonus episode on Wednesday. We're going to dive into the biggest takeaways from the episode, especially that bit on the strength it takes to be vulnerable, because I know that I struggle with that sometimes. So we're going to jump into that and a little bit about our own relationship when it comes to that as well. So I hope you'll tune in on Wednesday. In the meantime, I hope you have a great week. If you do one favor for me today, I'm not going to go all Stephen Bartlett on it and beg you to like and subscribe. But if you have a spare minute at the end of listening to this podcast, please give it a like, 5 stars, and hit that follow button on your podcast app, because actually, Stephen's right, it does make a huge difference to the podcast. Before I let you go, I have 6 spaces left on our first ever running retreat, Run to You, in Cornwall in June. I'll leave a link in the show notes. This is going to be a 5-star weekend. We're going to go for coastal runs. There's no pace, no one's timing you. We're going to have sunrise swims, morning meditations, a weekend where we just come together and really connect, drop our shoulders. And if you feel like you've been missing that connection with yourself, this is the perfect weekend to reignite it. I always say, our retreats are not about fixing something that's broken. It's about rediscovering something that's already inside of you. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll see you on Wednesday with Jamie.